tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le tjona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 Ntulikazi 2018 nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapolisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile bese siyavota mhla ka 30 uyabe sephinde isipili ngakho lo lukhetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi mina sizavota sikhululekile.
Aba mabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele lamhlanje bekhonona ngokuvotiswa kwamapolisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikhampena ngokuthula.
Umongameli Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejotsholo eMathebeleland North inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla. Kuhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leqembu lezokholo ele ofakazi. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Aba mabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele ezitaladeni lamhlanje besola ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission phezu kokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp lakwezinye inkamba phansi kohlelo lwepostal voting. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva kokuthola imibiko yokuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo eRose Camp ngepostal vote betshelwa ukuba bavotele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuhlelo obelungaziwa la iziphathamandla zezek kobulawayo, amabandla aphikisayo avuke ayaqala ukutshengisela phakathi kwenkamba lapho abadudulwe khona ngamapholisa. Odinga ukumela imakhokhoba edalela eParliamente umnumzana Sidingani Dube ngomunye obetshengisela eRose Camp lamhlanje.
Userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapolisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile bese siyavota mhla ka 30 uyabe sephinde isipili ngakho lo lukhetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi mina sizavota sikhululekile.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Max Banda yena uthi ubuqili bukaMnangagwa sebusobala.
Zimbabwe enhle. Namhlanje mhla ka 13 ngiyalazisa lapha maZimbabwe wonke ukubana silapha eRose Camp lapho uMnangagwa esithi ngupresident ukathathela umgabe. Yena nangu sevotisa futhi amapolisa. Sithi hayi Mnangagwa, sicela ama free and fair elections.
Unkosikazi Nokuthaba Hlongwane womanyano we-MDC Alliance laye usole kabanzi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa.
Ye, sithi thina le nto eyenziwe emapholiseni, amapholisa ayafana lathi uMnangagwa kayekele ubuqili, kayekele ukuthi kuvotwe ngesikhathi singakavotwa kathi zenxa ukuthi ufuna ukuthi arike manje kakaqalisi kakathi one njengangabe eMathebeleni vele asifuni nakumbona.
Amavoti amapholisa abo abikwa ezayagcinwa ngabezeki eHarare engavulwanga abesethunyelwa lapho ababhalisela ukuvota sekusele amalanga amabili ukuba ukhetho lwenziwe. Kusenjalo ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party seliqale ukuhamba likhankasa edolobheni lakobulawayo lithanyela imigwaqo. Ozamela i-MRP ebulawayo Central edalele eParliamente unkosazana Sehliselo Ndebele laye usemkhankasweni lo.
Mhlanje besile campaign
Sekusele amalanga alithumi lasikhombisa ukuba iZimbabwe iqhubhe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli amalunga edalele parliamente kunye namakhansili kodwa kulokungazwani kwamabandla ezombusazwe lecommission yeZEC ngendlela elungiselela lolukhetho lobanje ukukhankasa sekufike esibangeni esiphezulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejojolo eMathebelele North inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla andubana akhulume labalandeli bakhe emhlanganweni wokukhankasela ukhetho esomhlolo stadium eLupane. Kubika uStandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7.
Kuna varikuita zvima demonstration dipose demonstration ayi voti.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembise abantu inhlelo eziningi zokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ezigoqela ukuphutshisa olwegwayi Shangani Dam oluzalithela iMathebeleland amanzi. Asizweni amanye amazwi akhe ehumutshwa ngumgcini sihlalo weMathebeleland North kubandla lezanu PF umnumzana Richard Moyo.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikampela ngokuthula.
Kuna varikuita zvima demonstration dipose demonstration ayi voti mu polling booth munopinda munhu 1 pambilo kubambana pasne mandu ayo ngiyabonga.
Uyanibonga ubaba akutsheleni zani.
Esabela abantu inkomo ejocholo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ubakhuthaze ukuthi bezigcine kuhle zithuthukise impilo yabo.
If you get free amatoka zam 3 noma ang 10 kumbe njengezinduna ngale A2 sibanika 5 or 10 amatokas. After 5 years zizawantwana kumbe abatatu noma 4. So after 5 years uzabhatala the first one. So this program is a good thing. We are empowering the households at home. When I'm my Lalacha or Fanavacha, but not to eat them. No. To breed with the hand. Aridi.
Ebonga amazwi kaMongameli Mnangagwa unobhala webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Obet Mpofu ukhulume ngodaba oluhlupha kakhulu eMathebeleland.
Bakubonga ngakho konke okwenzela ilizwe lengenyanga ezingu-6 edluleyo. Kodwa into abayicela amayouth baba yikuthi khona kungcono kakhulu ukuthi ngabe liqhatha amayouth akhonapho kulokuthi kulethwa amayouth abangangasoba lapha nxa imisebenzi ivukile. And wakhuluma ngakho ubaba ewange wathena watshela i-management yezesa watshela i-management yekorari wathi nxa kusenzakala yonke intuthuko esigabeni kube lokuqhatshwa abantwana bakhonapho. Izinduna nazo ziyakhala zithi kulezilimo kodwa nxa sebelimile inyamazana zifike zidilize konke lokho bengasuzanga i-compensation. Konke lokho ubaba uthi uzakwenza ukuze kuthuthukise isigaba sakithi.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF ebezikulo umhlangano zigoqela umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, Sibusiso Moyo, Angel Petrud Geje, Jacob Mutenda, Sithembiso Nyoni, Kane Matema labanye. Ngakwelinye icele umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ube nomhlangano ofanayo eMtasa Central lapho athe belokhu belwisa ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission iqhube ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikhonapha eWashington ngingusithandekile Mhlanga.
Yebo, 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 mthwakazi omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. linga kutuwa zindaba ezi mkote ekusenle ntambama. Umakakasi ati 909 medium wave 4930-6040 lagu 15460 kHz ku short wave. Linga kutuwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asikoteni. Esile tulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa zilibazi sa ube Facebook. Ngukasile VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu la ngolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 PM kusiya ku 5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukasile tu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ize yavuma namuhla ukuthi ngempela amapolisa aqalise ukuvota lanxa nje ibikulandule lokhu izolo ngemva kokubanja xhaka kwamapolisa evotiswa ngudlu eRose Camp kobulawayo izolo. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wekomishini leyo unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba ukulandule ukuthi amapholisa abanjwa ngamandla okuvotela iZANU PF. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Amapholisa endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iBulawayo wange lezinye aseqalisile ukuvota okwethuse uZulu esithi ibandla leZANU PF seliqalile ubuqili kukhetho lwalonyaka. Omunye wamakhomishini unkosikazi Sibongile Ndlovu uthi uZulu kakumelanga ethuke ngoba kuvele kuyimvumo njalo kusemthethweni ukuqala ukuvotisa ngepostal vote.
Postal ballot inikwa abantu ababeyicelile bebhale ugwalo bayicela kuzeki besenziwa ukuthi basemsebenzini kahulumende ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe basemsebenzini kahulumende laba abamapholisa lamasotsha kumbe njengabayezeki abahambe besezindaweni abangahlali kuzo ngesikhathi sokhetho. So nxa sebecelile bavunyelwa bayathunyezelwa ama ballot papers la abe phakathi kwemvlopu. Imvlopu yokuqala ephezulu iyabe ibhalwe ibizo lomuntu lo ozavota, ibhalwe ibizo lakhe, le ward yakhe, le constituency yakhe, le province yakhe.
Ukubeke echasisa ngalolu hlelo lwe postal voting.
Uzivote uyathatha imvlophu yakhe abe lapha khona, akudingeki ukuthi kube labantu bezeki bezekhayeni ukuthi uvote njani. Akula muntu okhokhelela ukuthi uvota njani.
Ukukhonona kuvela ngemva kokuba umnumzana Silayi Gwana isiphathamandla sezeki elandule ukuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo izolo okudale ukuthandabuza ukuba izeki ingabe ingasiyo ephethe lolu khetho. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu njalo abazaqapha ukhetho lalonyaka babe lomhlangano lentatheli namuhla besethula sebekubone kusenzakala ngaphambilini kwalolu khetho. Kubika ubathabile Masuku.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu zingaphansi kophahla lwe-Election Situation Room zisole kakhulu ukusebenza kwe-Commission eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ngokuphatha ukhetho ngendlela ebangela ukuthi uZulu engayithembi. Ilunga le-ESR umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi iZEC iguqule indlela esebenza ngayo ukuze abantu bakhululeke njalo bayethembe.
Sibone kulenkinga yokhetho, ukhetho oluphathelane ngokuvota kwamapholisa besebenzisa uposo kumbe i-postal vote. Sithole ukuthi eRose Camp kobulawayo kube lokhetho lukaposo le-postal voting. Kodwa ukhetho lolu kuyenzakale ngendlela eletha ukuthandabuza ebantwini. Thetho uthi kumele bevote bevota umunye ngamunye. Kwesibili thola ukuthi kade kungela lwazi kumbe information ngepostal voting le.
Elinye lamalunga e-Election Situation Room umnumzana Michael Ndiweni ukhuthaze izeku ukuthi indlela abenze ngayo ayivezi ubungcitshi ngoba ingazisanga uZulu ngokuqala kwalolo hlelo.
Izeki yona bekumele nje iphumele egcekeni ikhuluma ukuthi hayi amapolisa aseqalisa ukuhlela kwale postal voting lokugcina mhla ka 16 as an example nalokuthi sizwe ubukhulu wabezeki ubaba uSlaigwana esesala ukuthi akona nto njalo eyenzakalayo ngamanga ukuthi ilangane ngakatshoni bese sibona amapolisa sevuma ukuthi hayi kwenzakele.
Leli qembu labantu abe-election situation room bathi abazwakali ukuthi isimo sinjani kwezinye indawo njengezinkambeni zamasosha lapho okungafikanga abantu khona. IZEC ithi yona ayilamlando lapho kukhangelane lokuvota ngeposo. Kodwa lenhlanganiso ithi izabamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ibe lengxenye kuleso sabelo njalo bazazama zonke indlela ezigoqela ukuya emthethwandaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikubulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump uhlangane lenhloko kahulumende yeleBhilithani lamhlanje unkosikazi Theresa May kulokuxokozela okukhulu lokutshengisela kwabantu bakulelo lizwe besithi kabamjabulele. Icele leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe selicele umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukuthi ehlukane lokungenela kunhlelo zokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokupha umbono wabo wokukhonona phezu kwendlela bekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eyezek eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Unobhala jikelele webandla leli uMnumzana Nixon Nyikadzino uthi bakhathazekile ngokwenza kukaChiwenga lapho ekhuluma ngeZEC.
Cela ukuthi uChiwenga anje uyakwazi ukuthi ngomuntu wayephambili vele ngendaba yekhulu eyenzakala umhla ka 18 November. So sicela ukuthi akathethi ngendaba zangama elections SGS njalo njengabantu abeZimbabwe ukuthi beke behambe bechuze umuntu abamfunayo. Nothi ukuthi yena etshele ukuthi iZEC iyenze njani ngendaba ama-elections. Ama-reforms esikhuluma ngayo khamathi yenjalo engahluphani engahlokomeze aboZEC labochepe semangona ukuthi benze ama-elections kanjani. Sifuna ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sengu-vice president kasoli soja. Ama-soja asiwafuni vele ngendaba zama-elections. Yikho sifuna yena.
Ekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi kakuhle hathi ukukhanya angani beyingxenye yelinye lamabandla ancintisayo kukhetho.
Asifune vele ukuthi iZEC ibe yenza as if nge-organization ezanu-PF o yenza izinto entuthuke ukuthi bekathisele ukuthi zanu-PF ize ibe ingene iwine ama-elections. Asifuni lokho. iZEC ibhodi eli-independent, so sicela ukuthi bona besitshengise njengama-political party ukuthi ukwenza kwabo vele ngabantu abayi-independent abangesiwo abantu abasenjiswa ngabantu be-ZANU-PF. So thina njengabantu abeZimbabwe sesiphuma e-parliament sithi abantu abeZimbabwe kabakhulume bethi i-election esingena kuyo le kufanele ibe i-free fair election not injonge ukuthi abantu abeZANU-PF begcine e-parliament behambise izinto ezingafunayo ngabantu abaphandle.
Abebandla likankosazana Thokozani Khuphe basola kakhulu inkulumo kaChiwenga sikhathi sonke ekhulumisana loZulu emihlanganweni yokudinga usekelo lwamavoti lapho azwakala njengomuntu otshela abeZEC okokwenza. Kungalesi sizathu bekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi wabo belandela umthetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Ibandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa namuhla lixotshe amalunga alo angene kukhetho ngenkani kumbe ezimele. Abaxotshiweyo laba bagoqela umeli weMavuku Tafara edale lePhalamende, umnumzana James Maridati lomeli weHarare West edale elifanayo, unkosikazi Jesse Majome. Kusenja lo mchuchi somkulu kahulumende umnumzana Reiko balaye uxotshiwe namuhla. Esetheswa icala lokwehluleka ukuchuchisa kuhle amacala enkohlakalo etheswa abake baba iziphathamandla zikahulumende kamgabe. Sixoxele ncwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Ukujeziswa kumbe ukukhishwa kukamthuthiso omkhulu welizwe kwenziwa ngaphansi kwesiphetho sombuso lemithetho efakelwe khona lokho kukhangelwe ukuthi abe yilokho okuthiwa u-independent. Singakhohlwa ukuthi i-National Prosecuting Authority iliqembu elizimeleyo kayithunywa ngama-politicians kayithunywa ngu-president ukuthi thuthisa lo ungathuthisi loyana. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi kulamacala amakhulu awe-corruption engakawathuthisi kungenzeka ukuthi labo bantu babotshwa ngoba bengama-political opponents. Akunabufakazi, angeke azabudinge abuzuze bungekho. Yona leyo nto kuyafanele ukuthi ikhangelisise ukuthi icala lakhe licala yini kumbe wala ukusetshenziswa ukulwa labantu abangahambisani lalo uhulumende okhona.
Ngezinye indlela Ncube kungatholakala ukuthi ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi kuhambelana nalo kungezwani yini okukhona phakathi kwamaxuku atshiyeneyo kubandla lezanu PF?
Yebo, kungenzeka khona lokho, kodwa ngithi lapha sesiyacabangela kungenzeka njalo ukuthi ngempela iyamehlula umsebenzi, kodwa sifuna ukuthi sikukhangele ngendawo zombili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube yincwethi kwezombusazwe. Ukuxotshwa kukagoba lokhu kuza ngesikhathi omunye wabetheswa amacala enkohlakalo ngesikhathi sikamgabe umnumzana Ignatius Chombo eselobele umthethwandaba we-High Court ecela ukuthi ulahlele kathana amacala awetheswayo. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Lovemore Maduku ufikise isicelo lesi enkantolo izolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni we-cricket linqotshiwe lamhlanje kumdlalo wama-one-day internationals. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lePakistan liliqale ukutshaya ibhola labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lathoba mnambili 308 ngemva kwama-overs angamashumi amahlanu lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisikhombisa. Iqembu leZimbabwe lithe seliphendula lenelisa ukuthola amaranzi alikhulu lesikhombisa 107 kuphela kuma overs angamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umdlali weqembu lePakistan udale umonakalo omkhulu uqembu leZimbabwe ngu-Imam Ul Haq, yena otshaye amaranzi alikhulu elilamashumi amabili lathoba mnambili eyedwa okulinani elidlula lelo elitholwe ngabadlali bonke abeZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwarira obebukelela umdlalo enkundleni eQueen's Sports Club kobulawayo ukuthi abadlali abaxabana lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo elitholwa ngabadlali kumele baphenduke babe ingxenye yaleli qembu ukuze iqembu leZimbabwe lingabi yinhlekisa.
Iqembu leZimbabwe ama-Chevrons adlalanga kuhle, bayenze okuyangisa kokuthi iZimbabwe irekhodi yokudliwa kakhulu lapha eQueen's Sports Club yayiyenziwe ngeminyaka esingathi eyi-8 edluleyo bedlala le qembu eleSri Lanka lapho abadliwa khona nge-118. Namhlanje amaranzi abawenzileyo yi-107 kuphela. Abafana laba abanye basesebatsha, kukahle ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhumisa nemlotala labantu abadala ngoba laba abatsha hayi basafunda. Laba abanye abakhona abadala abanjengabo ukaputani uMthuli Masakaza hayi kadlalanga kuhle njalo uyefileka ukubana ephakamisa abafana.
Kulabadlali abathenjiweyo ababalisa ababe ngokaputeni beqembu lesizwe uGraham Cremer, uBrendan Taylor kanye loSikhanda Raza abangekho kuqembu leZimbabwe elingilana lilePakistan ngoba kulokungezwani phakathi kwabo lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo. Umdlalo wesibili phakathi kwalawa maqembu ukhona ngomvulo mhlazilitshumi lesithupha njalo uzaqala ngemva kwemizuzu elitshumi lanhlanu ukutshaya ihola lethoba munye ekuseni. Asikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Imidlalo yekhasi lakaPremier Soccer League ingena kuviki lethumi lathoba munye kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lechapungu lizamukela leMtare City ngase-Ascot ukuthi eleBulawayo City lizadibana leHarare City ePapa Fields. Iqembu leYata lizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leNicroot ngaseLuveve. Abafana beNkezi Platinum bazadlala labeTriangle ngasePawpap ukuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba lizanqikelana leBlack Rhinos ngaseNyamunga. Ngesonto iqembu leCapes United lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs eNational Sports Stadium. iqembu leChapani Mine lizadibana leDynamos naseMcClass, ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders lizemukela leRentals ngaseBarber Fields. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Freke lamhlanje silo mhlabeleli wezokholo uFidus Spanda ehamba leqembu lakhe le Ofakazi Gospel Group. Lidlala delika Fidus Spanda elesithu panjalo lilengoma ezilichumi lambili. Ngokutsho kwakhe uvela kude mpela umhlabeleli.
Ekuqaleni bengidlala amadrama nanjalo ngibuye ngikhule umculo wembube. Kusho ukuthi ngakhula nje kanjalo, kanti nasekhaya nje kuyinto nje esiphila ngayo.
Lanxa ehlabela ekwele South Africa, uFidus uzalelwe ePlumtree esigabeni seMpandeni, wakhulela esontweni, yikho nje ehamba ngonyawo lwegospel.
Manje kuyisifiso sami sokuthi abantu bonke ngayo uNkulunkulu bemkhonze, ngenxa yokuthi okumanje esikhathini esiphila kiso abantu balibele ngoNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuthi into zomhlaba zimnandi. Manje kwangenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngidlulise imiyalezo manje ngokurekhoda manje amadlalade wengoma zokholo, manje ukuthi abantu bekhona ukuthi nalama abezidlala kube nalapha ezibathinta khona.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela le ethi litholakala njani dlalade kulabo abangathanda ukulithenga Spanda?
Endaweni yaseZimbabwe litholakala manje kakhulu kuMr. Ncube laphana eNkulumani Komnyoro. Ifone number yakhe ithi 071-664178. Ngizoyiphinda futhi, 071-664178. Kanti eSouth Africa litholakala kimi ku 061-708-9451. Ngizoyiphinda futhi, ithi 061-708-9451. Leyo noma ngabe kuWhatsApp uyakhona ukungathapha ngayo mangabe ufuna isidi noma yiliphi, manje labo fakazi uyalithola kini.
Uyalicela njalo umhlabeleli balaleli ukuthi limxhase lithenge amadlalade akhe oqobo, hathi lawa abazwa izigilamkhuba eziphila ngezithukuthuku zamanye amadoda. Uphuma ke enkundleni uFidus Spanda leqembu lakhe leOfakazi ngale eyisihloko sedlalade ethi limcobelele. Bonga Fidus Spanda ehamba leqembu lakhe le Ofakazi Gospel Group. Lingayika tshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk lapho esikhangela khona indaba zokhetho lamhlanje kulokukhonona ngokuvota kwamapholisa. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo, libelo busuku obuhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.